T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Going to get a scouting report here on Syracuse from Matt Park. He is the play-by-play voice on the Syracuse Radio Network. Matt, how are you this evening?
I'm good, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I appreciate you for taking some time tonight. I got to tell you, earlier this week, I was watching the just unbelievable post-game locker room video after the Clemson win with Dino Babers addressing his team, and I could just feel the joy in watching that. Like, what can a victory like that do for this team's confidence?
Well, it's already helped a great deal. I do think there needs to be some backup for it to have long-lasting effects. That doesn't necessarily mean beating the number 8 team in the country who's previously unbeaten, but it does mean getting to a bowl or, you know, that type of thing. Now, I think even short of all of that, it can have benefit because it already has. Now they're capable, they know they're capable of beating good teams. It's gotten the attention of people around the area and should lead to, you know, renewed support and ticket sales and all of those things. So it's a good time right now around the program, and I think everybody's anxious to see what the next step is.
You know, the Syracuse offense obviously getting a lot of the headlines, and rightfully so, but the defenses look very good to me, Matt. They held Clemson to 17 points last week. What are some of the keys defensively that the Orange are going to look at to try and slow down the Canes this week?
Well, it's funny because there was one at least in the Clemson game, but for the most part, they have not been torched, you know, with the 60 and 70-yard play that was pretty commonplace last year. They gave up 6 20-yard gains a game. They gave up 1 60-yard game a game last year. And those have not been as likely this season. And that's kind of hard because of the level of talent that there is in the ACC. They've been very good on third down, primarily because they've stuffed the run on first and second down. They've done a better job there. And right now they're looking at the best 1 year to the next improvement in scoring defense in school history. It's double-digit points right now. So they're staying in games for that reason. And I think that builds a little confidence coming into these remaining games in that they haven't been blown out, and they ought to, you know, be able to stay in touch. And the offense should be good for, you know, at least a few points. So I think they're feeling pretty good about being able to mix it up with Miami.
You know, one player that is getting talked about a lot in these parts this week is Steve Ishmael, the wide receiver who's a South Florida native. You think he's got a little bit of an extra chip on his shoulder this week?
Yeah, I wouldn't view it as a chip on his shoulder. I think he does want to come and have a good showing. He said his parents have never been to the Carrier Dome to see him play, and they're going to at the game. I heard the our internal ticket people talking about the hundreds of tickets that they're going to have for the handful of area players to bring their families and work that out tomorrow. So I think we're all happy for Ish, who's had a great career and is obviously having his best season to this point. He's a great kid, always with a smile on his face, says and does the right things, catches everything that's thrown to him, and has lots to come this year. Not only 5 remaining games, but he would love to get to a bowl game with his teammates and then maybe the All-Star circuit and that type of thing. So he's doing North Miami Beach proud, and I hope he has a good showing in this game and that he and the other South Florida guys have a representative performance at the stadium on Saturday.
We are talking with Syracuse Orange play-by-play voice Matt Park. He joins us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Tell me, Matt, about Eric Dungy, the quarterback, who, of course, played very well last week, and he's having a nice season. How do you think he is looking to thrive tomorrow against the Canes?
Well, he's a great kid, very smart, has benefited from a second year in the offense. It's his first time going back to his early high school days that he's had the same offensive coordinator 2 years in a row. And this offense is suited to putting up numbers. You throw the rock a lot. It's a lot of run plays that are scored as pass plays, and he is a very good decision maker, accurate passer, and he's a good runner of the football himself. So I think he'll be one of the better quarterbacks that Miami has seen this year. Syracuse can't do much if it doesn't include him. He's got to lean on the various weapons that he has and open up passing lanes over the course of the game. He's the team's leading touchdown rusher for a reason. And I think those of us that are watching him kind of perform week after week on a consistent basis are really getting excited about the numbers that he could put up over his time here. If he keeps going and stays healthy, he's looking at, you know, basically being a four-year starter, missing maybe half a season during that run and performing and putting up big numbers every week.
And lastly here, Matt, I'm curious as to what you've seen in Miami, what your study this week has shown you. Where do you think the Canes might be able to offer Syracuse the most problems?
Well, I just think there's so much talent and speed on this team. I mean, and it's no fluke, I think, that if you look, there's a lot of, you guys know better than anybody, of course, that there's, you know, a lot of sophomores and juniors and guys that were recruited by this coaching staff that are getting in there and they're ready to play. You know, Miami's always been able to recruit. There's so much talent down here. And, you know, so for Syracuse, they'll be outmatched in terms of the sheer talent on the field. They're just going to have to play better to be competitive in this game. I'm anxious to see, you know, Miami's the kind of place when the number one running back goes down, the next guy gets his first start and he runs for 170 yards. That doesn't happen at every school. And, you know, so I'm kind of looking forward to seeing Homer and the wide receivers. And, you know, the line play will be important. Syracuse was able to hold its own against Clemson's outstanding defensive line last week, so I'm sure their confidence is the best it could possibly be at this stage, and this will be another big test for them.
Well, Matt, I appreciate you so much for taking the time. I'm sure this could be a fun game tomorrow afternoon. You enjoy the call, and you enjoy South Florida for a couple days.
Hard not to, Alex. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.